If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shocking breaking news. Not that I don't have my taxes done yet one day before tax day. That's just common. But that Tammy, who usually like, hey, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to do my taxes now. I'm kind of exaggerating.
Yes. Usually by the end of January, beginning of February, I have them done, and I have not. I have been putting it off and doing other things and been busy with stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm like, holy crap, it's time to finish them. I started them, but I haven't finished them.
I, on the other hand, have not started them. I have not finished them. I am loathing today. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to joke. And I don't even, this kind of concerns me about myself. I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
Numbers and I hate each other.
Sure.
Tammy and Jessica like to poke fun at me and say, unless it comes to sports
stats,
and there's possibly something there, and I wish I can tap into that. I wish I could make tax day into baseball stats. I don't know how to do it yet.
Ooh, that would be a good way. Somebody coming up with a way to do that that taps into something that you love, right? Because people can say,
a great teacher always does that.
Yeah, exactly. But by the way, we're in good company. One in four Americans have not even started their taxes
today. Well, I feel slightly better. Yes. My daughters both did their taxes on Saturday. Abby's like, Dad, I got mine done in 20 minutes. Uh-huh. And I said, shut up.
Yeah. Well, they're young and their taxes are easy.
I was so mad.
Yeah. Their taxes are simple.
Easy. Yeah, right? It's right there in the name. Anyway.
Producer Jessica, when did you finish your taxes?
I mean, I did finish them before you, so I think that's what we need to concentrate on, and not the fact that I finished them at 4 o'clock this morning.
Okay, two questions. Really? And second question, what kind of maniac gets up that early to do their taxes?
Oh no, I didn't get up. They were pretty much done. I just had to do the final steps to approve everything and hit send.
Yes.
And you always have a great tax person that's also my mother.
Yes, that
just does everything for me.
Yes.
She does them all for you? Just does them for you?
Yeah.
Oh, boo hoo.
Well, I send her the info and we talk about it, but she takes care of it.
You go to Abby camp. You shut up too.
Yeah. You go to Abby camp.
But I totally forgot. She's like, make sure you go through everything and approve it all. And
John, I have a question.
What?
When you said go to Abby camp, where are you sending them off to do?
Shutville is what it is.
Shut up. Bill.
I don't want to hear about how easy it is.
Train to Shutty Town.
Dad, mine took 20. Jessica, my mom does mine. Me, I'm an island. I'm Tom Hanks in Castaway. Now, Wilson. I know I could hire somebody to do them, but this is part of what I'm trying to do with my life and be more financially responsible, know more about what I got going on.
Yes.
I mean, I went through a lot through my divorce. I'll just be brutally honest with you. Yeah. And a lot of it was financial stuff that I am responsible for. So I need to be better about that. But this is my nightmare. Timmy, you know me. I know you'll be brutally honest with me. Scale of 1 to 10 today. How do I look? 10 being the best,
well,
1 being what I probably look
fine,
like.
Fine, but I can see what's going on inside it. Inside, you're probably at like a 2.
I'm literally chewing on a ginger candy right now to stop the growling and the churning. It's ridiculous. I'm a grown man.
I am tired.
I did not sleep. I was up every hour last night, and I feel so dumb even saying that.
You know
that.
What? I'll call you a little later today. And hold your hand through the phone.
No. Well, no. No, that's defeating the purpose. Besides, producer Jessica's mom's going to be doing that.
Yeah, I was about to say. Mocks me for having my mom do my taxes. Meanwhile, he has an appointment with her later today.
No, wait a second. And she's been on our show saying, she does not do my taxes for me. She is my
helper.
She is my in-ear. She's Chloe to my Jack Bauer. Okay. She's my in-ear. She's my in-ear help should I need help, but she does not do my taxes. I do them myself, and I send her a lovely gift card every year for helping me out.
Okay.
Good luck, Tammy. I'm sure you'll be there in 20 minutes like Abby, and I'll ship you off to Shuttytown, too.
If my taxes were 20 minutes, I would have had them done months ago.
Okay.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.